Hi, my loves. Welcome and thank you for joining me on today's episode of Love Notes and Vibes. It's so good to have you with me on today's episode of my podcast. Thank you. Thank you for always taking out the time to come listen to my podcast. You're the reason why this podcast is still on. Like I introduced to you a couple of weeks back, I said Love Notes and Vibes is the episode where I'll be talking about relationships, all things love. So if you're interested in all of that good stuff and some vibes, then Love Notes and Vibes is the episode for you. Also, don't forget to listen to my Mental Health Monday episodes where I get to discuss issues of mental health and help us seek ways of healing. Song credit, by the way, goes to my amazing John Legend. And in case you're wondering, the title of this one is Conversations in the Dark. And it says, let's have conversations in the dark. Anyways, we'll be having conversations here, not in the dark, but we'll be having conversations around love, relationship, but in the aspect of having anxiety in relationships. So if you click the link before we get into it, I know you already know what this topic is going to be all about. So let's get into the good stuff. Let us dig in. Okay, so before I get into today's topic, learning ways to cope with relationship anxiety, I want you to understand that sometimes you are not this thing that happens to you. You're not at fault when you have anxiety in relationships, and it's not your fault when you start, having anxious feelings. So don't blame yourself. So listen to this podcast with an open mind and also being willing to learn and then learn some unhealthy habits. Now picture this. Let's assume you're in a perfect relationship. Although let me say perfect, let's assume that you just got into this wonderful relationship where your partner is everything that you've been talking to God about, and suddenly, you know, you guys have this clear communication, you forgive, you compromise, and everything seems to be set for happily ever after, except for one or two things that keeps making you have these anxious thoughts. You keep doubting, you're wondering, what if it's too good to be true? What if there's something about this person that I still don't know? Then you start having this anxious thoughts. If you're not careful, at this point, you might self-sabotage because you feel like, what does this person even see in me? What do they see in me? Am I so, different? Am I so unique? Am I even deserving of this amazing love? Like, who told you didn't even deserve this? Anyways, you start wondering and wondering and wondering when they will get bored and leave you, when they're going to run off and discover that, he or she is actually not what I wanted. But anyways, if you've ever found yourself asking all of these questions, then there is a very big chance that you may be familiar or you may be dealing with relationship anxiety. Now, let me break it down a bit. Relationship anxiety is when someone starts feeling anxious with a current or prospective partner, and it's sometimes an understandable worry. And it's a big part of, our lives sometimes. But however, in certain situations, this worry could become crippling. It can even prevent the relationship from flourishing, I beg your pardon, or even taking off to begin with, because you're already self-sabotaging before this relationship starts. Now, I'll be examining the causes of relationship anxiety, what to look out for, and the appropriate ways that you can navigate this feeling. When worry starts to creep in and become a familiar feature of a budding or current relationship, you might be dealing with relationship anxiety. Now, what are some of the causes of this? Number one, if you have an anxious attachment style, the different types of attachment style in relationships, but I'll be looking at the anxious attachment style because it relates to the topic for today. So if you are constantly questioning the security of your relationship or the depth of feelings that your partner has for you, it could be that you've actually shared a relationship with your parents or maybe your caregivers or your guardians while growing up that maybe they were not really there for you, so you grew up with this anxious attachment style. You were left alone for so much or for so long that you got used to people leaving. So whenever there's someone new in your life, you're wondering, okay, for how long are you here to stay? When are you going to up and leave? You know, all of these anxious thoughts. Now, as an adult, it can go on to affect your relationship because you develop this anxious attachment style. Now, people with anxious attachment styles often question their worth and they're always on guard, like watching out for the first signs that their partner may be losing interest in them, maybe their partners will be tired of them, you know, all of these things. Now, another reason why you could also have relationship anxiety is because of negative past experiences. Now, imagine a scene where you get stung by a scorpion. Now, anytime you see any insect on the floor or anywhere, your instinct tells you, run away, get a torchlight or get a flashlight to see what it is. Now, it's because you've been stung before, so you are kind of scared. So when you have a negative past experience, let's say you've been hurt before, you had a horrible relationship that took a toll on you, a relationship that, you know, took so much from you that it took a lot before you healed, you are going to be constantly on edge. You're going to constantly question the stability of the relationship and feelings that you might have with future partners. Another reason for anxious anxiety in relationship is low self-esteem. Now, most of the people of this generation, or most of us in this generation, have one self-esteem issue that we're dealing with or the other. Now, if you are someone that struggles with low self-esteem, it can raise constant doubt about the authenticity. Oh God, what's happening? Am I speaking too fast? It can raise constant doubt about the authenticity of a partner's feelings. You get what I'm trying to say. So it may also encourage assumptions of unfaithfulness and other questions that puts the future of that relationship in a shaky state. Yeah, because when you are constantly doubting your partner, you're constantly assuming they are cheating on you. Whenever they go out, you feel unsafe. You feel like they're up to something. Then you might start, putting a strain on the relationship. And before you know it, it might actually not work out. So what are the different ways relationship anxiety presents itself? Now, it presents itself as wondering if your partner truly has feelings for you. If you are constantly thinking, does she love me? She loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. This is anxiety showing up in your relationship. Now, if you're also looking for constant reassurance from your partner, trust me, it's okay for you to seek for reassurance. But if you need reassurance for like every second of the day, even when it's not necessary, then it's a problem. Because in time, the person who is doing the reassuring is going to get tired. Another way that anxiety shows up in relationship is being controlling. You want to control your partner's movements, you want to control their interactions, who they are with, who their friends with, who they talk to, what they do, what they don't do, what time they go out, what time they come back in. You know, when you do this constantly with somebody, it kind of stifles them. It chokes. Yeah, choking is the perfect word. It chokes them and they start feeling, you know, a set of resentment towards you or the relationship in itself. If you're also feeling constantly like your partner intends to call off the relationship, that is also anxiety showing up. If you also spend more time worrying about the relationship instead of enjoying it, it's anxiety showing up. In other cases, relationship anxiety may take the form of deliberately sabotaging things with your partner and this can be seen where slight issues are blown out of proportion or where you set traps for your partner in order to test their fidelity or their faithfulness. Some people would even set up their boyfriends with other girls. I've heard stories like that where eventually the said boyfriend would fall in love with this person that they were set up with, and then you're hurt. I think it's beautiful when you trust somebody until you know they give you reasons to distrust them. But setting up someone just because you want to test how faithful they could be, I mean, that's a no-no. Now, what are the effects of relationship anxiety? Before placing a magnifying glass on the way that you act within your relationship, it's very, very important to note that not every demonstration of worry is a sign of relationship anxiety. Yeah, I gotta say this. Not every time that you're worried about your relationship, it doesn't mean that you have relationship anxiety. Sometimes your worries are actually healthy. I mean, you can be in your relationship and not worry about what your partner is up to, especially when it's a relationship where you are, having something serious with them. It's not just a fling. It's not just a pastime, you know, something serious. It's cool to worry. But what's not cool is when you worry too much, you become a worry rat, and you're stressing more than enjoying the relationship. Now, what does this worry or anxiety do to you? Or what does it do to the relationship? It actually affects the quality of love and intimacy that you share with your partner. And in some cases, you start to experience persistent feelings of anxiety within the relationship, which can produce the most feared result. And that is like an end to the union or to the love. And there's something also that I should mention before I go further. You know, when we are our thoughts, yes, what we think about is what we attract. If you are thinking of good things, they are attracted to you, they come to you. If you think about bad things, it's like you suddenly become a magnet to bad things. That's why I try to tell people to consciously think positive thoughts in their relationships. Think in a way that you feel like, okay, this relationship is going to work out. This relationship is going to go the way I want it to. This relationship is going to be beautiful. You know, just think about good things. Think about good things with your partner, with your relationship. Don't think, we're going to break up after a month. Oh, after we get intimate, we're going to break up. Oh, after this. You know, all of these negative thoughts. I know it's hard, but get rid of those thoughts. And also learn to communicate your feelings with your partner. Communication is very, very vital. And I don't mean the regular, how are you, I'm fine, good morning, this. I mean deep conversations, soul conversations, where you can bare your heart to each other. Talk to your partner about how you're feeling. If it's some actions that they take that's making you feel anxious, it's something that they could work on in order to build the relationship, so you stop feeling anxious about those things that they do that's triggering your anxiety. Also, you have to learn to consciously enjoy the moment. Whenever you catch your mind starting to drift away, you start to worry about the fate of your relationship in years to come, you have to bring your mind back to the present. Tell it, we're here, we're in the moment. It's beautiful right now, and I'm going to love every bit of it. Considering whether or not your partner will even be in your life in 5 years, or if they'll still find you desirable in months to come, only takes away the current joy that you should be feeling. So instead of, you know, letting worry take over you, enjoy the moment. Taking every beautiful thing that's happening currently in your relationship. Also, learn to confront your anxiety. It may sound counterproductive to embrace your anxieties while, you know, accepting to get over them, but this is one of the most effective ways to get your emotions under control. So you have to sit down and think about it. Am I anxious because of a past failed relationship? Am I anxious because I feel this person is not for me, and I'm aware that they're not actually right for me? Perhaps you're worried at not being good enough for love, that you're not good enough for love because you struggle with how you view yourself. Do you think all of these things are the reasons why you can't just enjoy the relationship? So question the reasons for your anxiety in relationships, because when you question them, it can help you to recognize these issues, and then you are able to tackle them clearly because you can see clearly why you're having this anxious thought. In conclusion, like I mentioned before, I said when you are in a beautiful relationship, there are moments where you have, you know, these moments of worrying. I mean, it's understandable to worry about it from time to time. Relationships are no different, because relationships that brings you happiness, you would want to continue to enjoy that happiness. So it's normal if you start thinking about, you know, dark days. Can I call them dark days? However, while concerning yourself about these things, remember that it could become unhealthy to your personal health and to your relationship if you focus too much on it. Thankfully, there are ways that you can, you know, get this anxiety in relationships under control. And I mentioned some of the steps you can take already. I said, talk to your partner about it, communicate your feelings, learn to enjoy the present, you know. Oh, also, I need you to also focus on activities that brings you happiness. Do something that doesn't have to, you know, do with the relationship. Sometimes we are so lost in our relationships that we lose track of the things that we should be doing that brings us happiness. We lose our hobbies, we lose our friends. So when you're able to dedicate yourself to your hobbies, you have friends, you hang out, or you even dedicate yourself to things that you were doing while you were single that brought you happiness, it's going to ease off some of the anxiety that you might be feeling, because there'll be no room for you to even start worrying about anything. Always communicate your feelings, and sometimes if it gets too overwhelming, remember, talk to somebody, a trusted person. I always, you know, advise that you talk to someone that you trust, because nobody is an island. Sometimes we view it from our own lens, but when we talk to somebody else, it helps us to see the issues from a different and a new perspective. And with this, we've come to the end of today's episode of Love Notes and Vibes, and I hope you were able to catch a thing or two. If you did, and you know there's someone that needs to listen to this podcast, please don't hesitate to share with them. Thank you so much for always, always taking out the time to click the link and come listen to Talk More with Nessa. It's so amazing to always have you here, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Don't forget to stay happy. Don't let anxiety take away the joy of your relationship. Do have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. I love you.